holiday weekend. I appreciate you making worship a part of your day. And again, if you're a guest, if we can serve you in any way, please let us know. Next week, I just want to mention this. Next week, I am going to begin a new series that I think may be one of the most crucial that we will have this entire year. I don't know the exact name yet. I just haven't been able to settle on a name. But it is. Here's the concept: truth in a culture of false. We live in a culture of false, and you and I know we've been talking about truth over the last 2 or 3 weeks. We're going to talk about it some this morning in the context of this series, but I want to specifically hone in on truth in a culture of false. That's beginning next week. I hope you'll come in and be a part of it. This morning is the last message in our series, The Seed, The Sower, and The Soil. The Seed, The Sower, and The Soil. If you have not been here, I encourage you to go online and to listen to each of those. That each one built upon the other one, and now this morning we're pulling it all together. We talked about how the seed, remember we talked about our pumpkin seed and how the seed is the truth about God, about His Son Jesus Christ, and about our relationship with Him. If you boil down what the Word of God is, it's the truth about God, about His Son Jesus Christ, and about our relationship with Him. That's what the seed is. The sower we talked about is God and how that God calls us to be a part of that sowing. And then last week we talked about the soil and the difference the dirt makes, right? The difference the dirt makes. And we talked about that last week, and I hope you'll go on and listen to those. This morning I want to pull all of this together in a message entitled, You Were Meant to Grow. We've said it every Sunday in this series. I want you to say it again with me. You were meant to grow. Now personalize it. I was meant to grow. I want to talk about that a little bit this morning. And as we kind of walk through, I just want you to just hone in on what we're talking about this morning. The natural world tells us that you either grow or you die. Right? I mean, when you stop growing, you stop living. That is for every living thing grows or it dies. How many of you know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about a century plant? A century plant. Big, thorny. I started to put a picture of it on the screen, but big, thorny. It's probably 6 to 8 feet around. It looks like a cactus. It lives for somewhere around 20 to 30 years. All of the time growing. But something fascinating happens. At the end of its life, it shoots out a sprout right out of the middle that may grow to 20 or 30 feet tall in just a few days or a few weeks. 20 or 30. Have any of you ever seen a century plant bloom? It's fascinating if you've lived close to one to watch. It's almost like every day you can see it growing and it shoots the shooter. What is fascinating about it that I didn't know until recently is this. It does that once, disperses its seed, and then it dies. Why? Because it has ceased growing and will not grow anymore. You either grow or you die. You grow or you perish. But you were meant to grow. And so I want to talk about that just a little bit this morning. Let's read. I want to read for you from the book of Matthew. I want to read this story one more time and then walk through it and to show you some things this morning. A farmer went to sow seed. I'm beginning in verse 3. A farmer went to sow seed, and as he scattered the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on the rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed. I'm glad that there's still other seed. Amen? Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop 160 or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears to hear, let him hear. Then turn over with me to verse 19. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The seed falling on the rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. The seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. But the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is one who produces a crop yielding 100, 60, 30 times what was sown. Father God, I pray that you come into this moment for the next few moments. This is a sacred time when we let your word speak into our hearts and our lives, and I pray that you come and do that. Holy Spirit, you are the teacher. Jesus called you the teacher, and when the teacher comes, he will teach you all things. And so we pray that you teach us this morning. I pray, Lord God, that you overcome any hindrance, Lord, to communicating spiritual truth into our life on the part of the speaker or on the part of the hearer. Let us this morning hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I just want to make a few points this morning about this story. And then I want to apply it to our lives in what I hope is a very real and a very practical way. What is the point of the parable of the seed, the sower, and the soil? We're talking about this morning that you were meant to grow. That's the title this morning. So what is the point of the seed, the sower, and the soil? Think about it for a moment. The seed was meant to grow. When we talk about seeds, its very purpose, its whole, in every seed, there is DNA in the seed. The seed is meant to grow. That's its very purpose. That's why it exists. That's why seed exists. It is meant to grow. The sower, think about it for a minute. The sower means for growth. The intention of the sower. The sower doesn't sow and do all of that work for any other reason except growth. Think about it for a moment. Any of you that have a garden, any of you that are farmers, it is a lot of work. There is a lot of effort. There's a lot that goes into sowing, right? It's not just grabbing a handful of seeds and throwing it out there. The sower does what? The sower intends for there to be growth. The soil, think about it for a moment. The soil, the seed is meant to grow. The sower intends for growth. The soil is meant for growth. The soil, in fact, think about it for a moment. All of the soils had the potential for growth. Think about it with me for a moment. All of the soils had the potential for growth. Even the soil on the path, just think, the seed that fell on the path, all the seed had the potential for growth. In fact, the story, what is implied in the story, that the birds come and snatch it away, that Satan comes and snatch it away, is it snatches it away, Ben, before it can grow. Why? Because all seed has potential for growth. Even that falls on the hard places. If you don't believe me, go walk down the street or walk out in your neighborhood or maybe at the front of your house. I've got a sidewalk out the front of my house. And the most frustrating, aggravating thing is the grass that grows in the cracks. I mean, man, I shower that thing with Roundup, you know? But it's just frustrating to me that, you see, why is that? What is that? Because seed has the potential for growth. All of the seed had potential for growth. That fell on the path had potential for growth. That's the reason it snatched away. Now, think about the rocky seed. The seed that fell in the rocky places, it sprang up. Why? That's what the word literally means. It sprang up. It sprouted up. Why? Because it has the potential for growth. The seed that grew in the thorny ground. It's interesting. If you read it in Luke, Luke says this. Luke says that the weeds grew up with the seed. So there is this potential for growth there. And obviously, the good soil has the potential for growth. What is the point that you're making, Pastor? Here is the point of the parable of the seed and the sower and the soil. The point is growth. The point of the parable is growth, particularly growth in the kingdom. Jesus was telling a parable about the kingdom. About the kingdom of God, and he was describing both that which hinders growth, which I'll think of talk about in just a minute, and that which promotes growth. It's all about growth in the kingdom. And he's saying he is saying that the heart, that desires and pursues truth patiently and expectantly and adopts truth and retains truth. That is the good soil, and growth happens in those places. He also talks about these other places where the seed is hindered or the growth is hindered. You see, there is both in this story of the parable. There is, it is the point, Jonathan, is growth. The point is growth. And it's so good to have y'all sitting in service again this morning, Jonathan and Lindsay, to be here. And if there's a distraction, like right in here, it's because it's Eden's first Sunday in service this morning. So I don't expect the ones right in here to necessarily get much out of it. They'll have to go on and listen to it later, so... But the point, there's a dual, the point is growth. He's talking about growth and your growth because you were meant to grow. But he also issues a caution. And the caution is there are those things which hinder growth. There are those things which hinder growth. And again, I just want you to just think about this for a moment. I know we talked about it last week. But listen, you know what? You know what? The path, the seed on the path. You do understand this morning that Satan intends to snatch your growth away. That is his intention. He intends to snatch truth away from you, to snatch growth away from you so that you will not grow. If he can snatch your truth, he can keep you from going. Let me see if I can illustrate here for a moment, just on this, and because I think it's important. Because it happens, it happens probably most Sunday mornings to somebody. This morning, you're in a service. The worship was incredible. The communion that we had, truth is being sown into your hearts right now. And God is doing something in your heart. But how many of you have ever left this service and you do not get on the highway before an argument starts in the car? Don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. And you don't make it to the railroad track before Satan's done snatch that truth out of your life. Right? Right? Just snatch that truth out of your life. The seed, the Satan wants to snatch truth, because if he can snatch truth, he will kill your growth. Trouble, remember we talked about that rocky ground, trouble wants to dry up your growth. How many have ever, God's planted something into your life, but in the hard place, in the difficult place, it just seems that the truth of that just dries up. The harder it gets, the more persecution maybe that you go through, the more difficult that the situation in life is, it wants to dry up that truth. We talked about that last week. We talked about how deceit of riches and desires want to choke out the truth. The cares for this world will choke out truth. Why is it doing that? Because it wants to choke your growth. Satan snatches growth. Trouble dries up growth. Unhealthy desires choke out growth in our life. But I am thankful that there is the good soil, a heart that grows and adopts and affirms and practices growth in their life. It multiplies truth over and over and over, more and more and more. I'm thankful for that truth. Now, Pastor, what is the point that you're making here? The point that I want us to understand this morning is that the point of the parable is growth, and there are some things that hinder growth. I want to call our attention this morning to both of those things. Let me show you. In this chapter in Matthew, as we've been reading, you know, there's this long section from 13 down through 18 that explains what prophetically is going on in the nation of Israel. That Israel, God had judged Israel and had judged them that they would not hear the truth for a season. And in the middle of that, it's fascinating what it said. Even in the middle of that, there is this idea of truth. In fact, look at verse 12. Maybe it's not on the screen, but just look. Listen to how it affirms this idea of you either grow or you die. Whoever has will be given more, and they will have abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have, will be taken from them. Do you see that? Do you see that? It's this idea you either grow or you die. Nothing ever stays the same. Nothing ever stays the same. How many of you have ever been this morning? How many of you have ever been on a diet? You get to your goal, but 3 months later you realize nothing ever stays the same. right? There is no such thing as stagnant. If you are alive, you are growing or you are dying. So this verse 12 here, those that have more, that is what? That is growing, multiplying. That does not have will even lose what it has. That is that you either grow or you die. So what hinders growth? What hinders growth? Verse 15 is very telling. Listen to what it says. For this people has become calloused. Wow. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Listen to me this morning. The most dangerous place you can be in is to callous your heart to truth. I want to say this morning because it's true for every one of us. There's no one here that is exempt to this, but I want to say it to every one of us. Listen to me. If you hear truth and you hear truth and you hear truth and you hear truth and you don't do something with it, it calluses your heart to truth. Listen to me this morning. That's one of the, listen, if you hear truth and you hear truth and you hear truth, and you will unknowingly begin to what? To stop your ears. Why? Because if you don't do something with it, you callous your heart, you close your ears, you close your eyes. Wow. That's why they didn't grow. Truth is the same way. You can become callous to truth. You can stop your ears. I don't want to hear truth anymore. You can close your eyes to truth, and you will not receive truth, and therefore you will not grow. You're either growing or you're dying. And I just want to implore us this morning, just for a moment this morning, to understand that there is this place in life. Now, let me just make it real this morning. Let's just break it down and make it real. God can talk to you and talk to you and talk to you. I could pick anything, any multiple in a crowd this size. I could pick any multiple anythings, but I'll just pick this one. God will speak to you and speak to you and speak to you about, let's say, forgiveness. Maybe there's somebody, an individual. And you come in service and your heart is moved, you're moved in your soul is moved to forgive that particular individual or that circumstance or that situation, to forgive it. It and your heart is moved on that, but you walk out of here and you don't do anything with it. You listening to me? You don't do anything with it. You don't make that phone call. You don't put that card in the mail. You don't send that text. You don't make that visit. You don't go and see. You don't act on it. Then the next time that you hear this message, what happens? Your heart is a little more calloused. Your ears are a little more stopped up. Your eyes are a little more shut. Why? Because there is this function of truth. Truth will change you in one way or another. Truth will change you for the good if you affirm it, if you grasp it, if you adopt it in your life. But it will harden you if you don't. Wow. There is this reality. That's what he's showing us and teaching us in this parable. There are those things that promote truth, and there are those things that demote truth. And so for us this morning, how do I make sure that I'm cultivating truth? How do I make sure that I'm cultivating truth? See, when you read through this whole parable, there are two themes that you keep hearing over and over. One is the theme of hearing. The other is the theme of growing. You see, hearing and growing go together. And there is this function of hearing. I believe it's in Luke that talks about this. There's this function of hearing, of understanding. The word understand there literally means to grasp, to get a hold of, to adopt into our life, to adopt into you. That word in the Greek, that word appears 26 times in the New Testament. All but two of them apply directly to truth, to the Word of God, the life of Jesus Christ, and the affirmation of a plan that he has for us. 24 of those 26 times applies to truth. Now, here's what's interesting. The original meaning of understanding means, it literally, the original Greek meanings means to bring together. to bring together. What is the point that you're saying, Pastor? Here's this. Listen to me. When the seed of God's truth, listen to me this morning. When the seed of God's truth is brought together by the sower into a soil that wants truth, that desires truth, that accepts truth, that acts on truth, that lives out truth, that combination, when the seed comes together with the soil, truth and growth are going to be the result. I love that this Greek meaning means bring together. See? When the seed and the sower and the soil all come together in unison, when the truth and the Holy Spirit and the life of the individual all come together, the result is going to be growth. You are going to grow in truth, and you're going to grow in the kingdom. You and I are going to grow when it comes together. The seed, the sower, the soil, when they all come together, there is growth. Why is that? Because you were meant to grow. You are not meant to stay the same. You are not meant to remain the same. You are meant to grow in truth. You're the soil of your heart is meant for the sowing of seed, that life then can produce growth in the kingdom of God. You were meant to grow. So then, Pastor, what do I do? Talk to me in a real life. How do I cultivate growth? How do I cultivate growth? And some of this morning, you will see, will segue into the next series. These two series are going to kind of dovetail together. I'm going to give you five things. I'm just going to share them real quick this morning. I'm going to give you five things that cultivate growth in our lives. Five things that cultivate growth in the good soil of your heart. One is this: exposure to the truth. Exposure to the truth. By that, I mean exposure to the Word of God in your devotional time. Exposure to the Word of God when it is preached and proclaimed prophetically. Exposure to the truth of the reality of the truth of God through song and through worship. It's exposure to the truth. You and I have to be exposed to the truth regularly and consistently. Why is that, Pastor? Why do I have to be exposed over and over and over consistently and regularly for the truth? Why isn't just Sunday morning enough? Here's why. It is because, remember, Satan wants to snatch away truth. That's why you must continually, consistently, regularly be in the Word of God, be in relationship with the Word of God, and walk out and consistently be exposed to the truth. Remember, Satan wants to snatch away truth. You have to expose yourself to the truth regularly and consistently if you're going to grow. Amen? Consistently and regularly. The second thing is this. Second thing is this: recognition of the truth. Recognition of the truth. Listen to me. You must be willing to recognize truth, even hard truth, because it is truth that makes you grow. It is truth that makes you go. You and I must be willing to recognize truth, even when that truth challenges us and challenges our life and challenges maybe some things that we hold dear. We've got to be able to recognize truth in our lives. If you don't recognize that truth, it'll pass you by. Some of the most difficult truths to recognize are the hard truths that challenge us the most. Let me say that again. Some of the most difficult truths to recognize are the hard truths that challenge us the most. You must be able to recognize when God's speaking truth into your life. You must be able to recognize that, put your arms around it, and embrace that truth. Why is that? Because the pressure in life will dry it up. It'll dry it up. You got to be willing to recognize that truth. Be willing to recognize it. This third thing is this. So the first thing is exposure to the truth. Second thing is recognition of truth. The third thing is this. It is the nourishing of truth. You must be willing to feed and water the truth. To feed and water the truth in your life, keeping it alive, not letting it die. Listen to me this morning. I want you to hear what I'm saying. Remember, remember the unhealthy desires, worry, deceit of riches wants to choke out truth. You must be willing to nourish that truth. If God speaks the truth in your life, do not let it die. You keep quoting that truth. You keep rehearsing that truth. You keep praying over that truth. You keep reading that truth. You keep memorizing that scripture. You write it on a post-it and stick it on your computer. You put it on the screen of your phone. If God gives you truth, you keep it alive. The world wants to choke it out, but the truth of God planted inside of you will cause you to grow. Do not let the truth that God speaks into your life, don't let it die. Don't let it die. You keep watering it. You keep feeding it. Somebody here this morning, God's given you a promise and you think it's about to die. Let me tell you this morning, you keep watering and feeding that truth. That maybe, listen to me this morning, it may be that that truth is like that century plant. It's been not 5 years or 10 years or 20 years or 30 years and you haven't seen anything. It may be that tomorrow that thing starts to sprout. And when it does, you can watch it and see it grow almost overnight. Why? Because truth has the power. If you'll keep it watered and keep it nourished in your life, truth will grow. Amen? You keep it alive. You keep it alive. You've exposed yourself to the truth. You recognize there's a recognition of the truth, even difficult truth. And there's a nourishing of the truth. The third thing is this, living out the truth. I cannot stress this enough. We must adopt truth into our lives. You have to live truth out. The truth here cannot be theoretical. Right? It cannot be theoretical. It cannot be just something spiritual that we're. It must be that I adopt that truth in my life. The word understand, or I'm sorry, they're in Luke. It says that they accept truth. That word literally means to adopt. I've got to be willing to adopt the truth in my life. I've got to be willing to change what the truth says I need to change. I've got to be willing to hold on to what the truth says I need to hold on to. I've got to be willing to walk away from what the truth tells me to walk away from. You must adopt that truth into your life. That's living it out in a very real incarnational way where you and I adopt and affirm and hold on to truth. You expose to cultivating growth means exposure to the truth, recognition of the truth, nourishing of the truth, living of the truth. And the final thing is this, to cultivate growth, there must be this sharing of the truth. You and I cannot keep it in a little brown bag, right? The whole concept, think about this whole parable. This whole parable is about broadcasting seed, and spreading growth. So there must be this component in my life and your life where we are sharing that truth. We share it with our lives. We share it with our actions. We share it with our words. We share that truth. You see, you were meant to grow. Exposure to the truth, recognition of the truth, nourishing of the truth, living of the truth, sharing of the truth. You were meant to grow. Pastor, make this real to me this morning. Here it is. Cultivate truth in your dealings with others and watch your relationships and your influence grow. Am I speaking the truth this morning? Cultivate truth in your relationships with others, dealings with others, and watch your relationship and your influence grow. If you will deal in truth with others, you'll watch your influence and your relationships with them grow. Cultivate truth, watch this, in your habits and your hobbies and your entertainment, and watch your desires for godly, good things grow, right? If you cultivate truth in your habits, if you cultivate truth in your hobbies, if you cultivate truth even in your entertainment, you can watch your desires for truth grow. Wow. Cultivate truth in your giving and watch your finances get healthy. Amen. Cultivate truth in your heart and watch your character grow. Cultivate truth in your relationship with God and watch yourself grow in the kingdom of God. Why is that? Because you were meant to grow, and truth makes you grow. Amen? Let me sum it up in one sentence. If I could just sum all this up in one sentence, here it is. You were meant to grow. So cultivate truth in your life, and you will grow in truth. Amen? Amen. What do you do with this, Pastor? What do you do with this whole series? What do you do with this sermon this morning? What do we do with it? I mean, right now in this moment, what do we do with this sermon? For me, and I think for all of us, there must be this recognition of the need for God's truth to grow in us. I think the reaction or the response to this message has to be, God, cultivate your truth in every area of my life. You know what I don't want? You know what I don't want? I don't want places in my heart, in my life, where God can no longer speak truth to, and the seed just lays on top of the ground. I don't want that in my life. I don't want places in my life where God can't tell me the truth. Hello? I don't want places in my life where God can't tell me the truth. I don't want places that are so hard that the seed just falls on the ground there and Satan just snatches it away. I don't want places in my life where God can't tell me the truth, because the end of that is disaster. So God, if there's any path places, right? If there's any hard places in my life where the truth just doesn't sink in, oh God, soften, plow those places up again. Plow those places, make it good soil again, amen? You know what I don't want? I don't want rocky places. I don't want rocky places where joy over truth just springs up suddenly and dies just as suddenly. That's not what I want. I don't want to be the kind of Christian that gets all excited about what's being preached in church, but I don't live it out there, because it just dies quickly. I don't want those places in my life. I'm asking God, cultivate truth in the hard places. Cultivate truth in the rocky places. You know what I don't want? I don't want thorny places. I don't want, Brother Jim, life to choke out his truth. I don't want worry. I don't want the deceitfulness of riches. That's what that word means. That phrase is in Luke, the deceitfulness of riches. It means the enticement of riches. It's not saying there's something wrong with it, but riches entices us to put our trust in riches. Right? That's the enticement of riches. Oh man, I don't want those places in my life that choke out your truth. I want good soil. So I think the response to this message this morning and the response to this series has to be, God, plant in every area of my life. In every area of my life, Lord, get your truth planted there in every area of my life. I don't want anywhere that your truth can't grow. Why? Because good soil produces truth, and truth produces growth. You were meant to grow. You were meant to grow. I want you to bow your heads with me this morning. God, I sense in this moment right here. Lord, I sense in this moment right here. There's some individuals that are sitting here this morning that's right here at the end of this message. They were hearing it all along, but right here at the end of this message, Lord, you broke through. There's some here this morning that recognize, maybe for the first time, that there's some hard places, some rocky places, some thorny places, that your truth has just not been allowed to grow for a variety of reasons. But this morning, Lord, I sense that their hearts are soft. I sense that their hearts are receptive. And I pray by your Holy Spirit that you will sow the truth of God into that soft, pliable place that maybe has been hard for a long time, but this morning you're breaking the soil up. Come on, church, let him do that in your life. This morning you're breaking the soil up, that hard place in your relationship, that hard place in your attitude, that hard place in your finances, that hard place in your work relationships, that hard place, let him this morning make it pliable. Let him this morning plant his seed of truth that you might grow in those places you were meant to grow. Holy Spirit, come this morning. Come this morning, Lord. Plant your seed in those places, Lord. Right now. Right now. I want you to keep your heads bowed and your eyes closed. I'm just going to ask this question. I'm the only one looking around. If you are here this morning, I hadn't necessarily planned to end this way, but if you're here this morning, I'm just sensing this in my spirit this morning. If you're here this morning and right here at the end of this message, you recognize, Pastor, I haven't even recognized it, but I realize there's some hard places that I need God to break up. I want you to raise your hand. There's a hand. There's another hand. There's another hand. Come on. There's another hand. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir. You just lift it up and back down. Come on, there's some of you that are right here at the end. You have, man, I didn't even realize that. There's some hard, I've been hard about a person, or hard about a circumstance, or hard about a situation, or I've been hard about something that's happened way in the past. Or yes, there's the hands. There's the hands. Holy Spirit, you've seen those hands. You've seen those hands that have been raised this morning, God. Those are hands that are saying, God, I admit this morning, I recognize this morning, there are places in my life, Lord, that need to be broken up. And I'm asking you this morning, make my heart soft, good soil in those places this morning. Holy Spirit, do a work. Holy Spirit, do your work this morning, right now. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Holy Spirit, I pray right now that as those places are broken up, that your healing truth, come on, church, that your healing truth will begin to go to that place right now. That your delivering truth will begin to go to that place right now. That your freeing truth will begin to go to that place right now, God. That, yes, your correcting truth will begin to go to that place, because we don't want to believe a lie. Lord, right now, your growing truth begins to go to those places right now, God. Yes, God's doing something. I'm just going to linger here just for another moment. God's doing something this morning in your heart. You've been hard. God's going to make it soft. You've been bound. God's going to make it free with his truth. You've believed a lie. God's going to show you the truth about it. You have been, that place has been unforgiving. God's going to give you the grace and mercy to forgive. You've been bound by that memory right now this morning. His truth is going to be planted in that hard place. You're not going to be hard in there anymore. You're not going to be calloused in there. God, I pray, Lord, that calloused hearts will be softened, Lord. I pray that stopped up ears will be opened, God. I pray right now that closed eyes will be opened this morning to your truth, God. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. There's a lady here this morning. Just still, just stay in this moment. Just stay in this worshipful atmosphere. There's a lady that is here this morning. Your injury, I just feel this Holy Spirit saying to me, your injury goes back to your teenage years. And it's a long time ago for you. A long time ago for you. You didn't even recognize this morning that was the seed of where that was the place where that began to become a hard place in you. But God wants you to know this morning that he was there in the midst of that hurt with you, and he has brought you all this far, all this along, this far, this place, to bring you this morning to tell you that he is a God that heals hurts, even hurts that are 30 years old. He is a God that heals that place and makes it salt and makes it pliable again. Yes. Yes. There's a young girl that is here this morning. I just sense it in my spirit, a young girl that is here this morning, that you feel so alone. You feel so alone. Like you're the only one God wants you to know this morning. You feel rejected by friends. You feel like you don't have any true friends. The friends you do have, you don't trust. You know that there's something more in life, and God wants you to know this morning that the truth is that He is protecting you and preserving you for something more, that He will answer the call of your heart for friends and relationships, but He has people chosen for you that will strengthen you and encourage you and help you to walk in truth. So do not mourn. Do not mourn over those relationships you do not have. Understand that He's preserving you and He's keeping you. He's keeping you. Thank you for that word, God. Thank you for that word this morning, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. The hard places. The hard places made soft that your truth might be planted in our hearts. We thank you for it this morning, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to let you stand up this morning. May I encourage you? If you didn't hear this whole series, may I encourage you to go and to listen to this whole series and let it speak into your heart. Let it speak into your life. God loves you. He cares about you. And you were meant to grow. And it's His intention that you grow. Amen? Amen. Father, we thank you that this morning is a day, Lord, that this morning was a moment, a divine moment when you spoke, not just a word from the pulpit, but you spoke personally into people's lives. I thank you and I praise you for that this morning. God, I pray that you continue to nourish that and strengthen that and water that this week, Lord, that it might grow in people's hearts. We praise you and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift His countenance upon you and give you peace.